The Team, 92.1 FM.
We have cockroaches in the visitors' locker room that I have heard players say they have ridden them out to the bus.
Lansing Sports Talk Leader.
Welcome back. It is The Drive with Jack on The Team, 92.1 FM. I am again here with Graham Couch, sports columnist for the Lansing State Journal. I want to bring in our next guest. That would be Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, Dr. John B., renowned clinical psychologist, educational consultant, author, and Renaissance man. It is our Psychologically Speaking segment. Hello, John. How are you?
Well, high point of a high period, guys. Looking forward to talking to you, too.
The high point of the rest of 2015 for you has to be somehow related to Michigan State football. What is it?
Well, believe it or not, I'm still going to go back to the Rose Bowl, okay? But I really do think that still, I know that's 2014, but I'm going to say it anyway. What we're looking at for 2015?
Well, I was saying, what are you more excited about, the start of the season in the Oregon game, chance to beat Michigan 7 times in 8 years, or what could be a titanic tussle with Ohio State on November 21st?
Well, I guess I always like to beat Michigan again, okay? But I do see the Ohio State game at this point, along with the Nebraska game, I might add, being some colossal battles. The Oregon game, I'm very interested in. I think that'll be a ton of fun, exciting, maybe a game day type thing. But the real lure and lust, if you will, is going to be, one, getting through the Nebraska game, hopefully just beating over our downtrodden friends from Ann Arbor, and then playing Ohio State in a classic game that we plan to be at. It'll be a lot of fun. November 21st.
November 21st. You have that day double circled on the calendar right
now.
We're all set.
Going to be fun.
Face paint is ready.
And those with short-term memory, you know, it's 2-2 the last 4 years between Michigan State and Ohio State, which, of course, is most recruits and most people that just turn on the TV set.
And you'll be down there, right? You're going to Columbus?
We'll be there. In fact, we're staying, if you can imagine, a Marriott in Woody Hayes Drive or Lane or whatever it is. They haven't gotten over the 70s yet, but they're really good right now. Also, I'll give them credit.
What the Oregon game to me, like, I think it's interesting, but it doesn't fascinate me like it does a lot of people, because I think Michigan State's going to win it. Don't you?
I do. I really do. That's kind of a dangerous thing. But I do feel that we have motive. We have incentive. We certainly have, I think getting Cook back is just huge.
You know, and the other thing is they don't have Marcus Mariota.
They do not.
And that to me is the bigger.
I still bigger believe revenge, getting even, coming back is really something important. And we must give D'Antonio credit. What makes him very good, he's really able to get his team ready to play for big-time games. Talk. And that's a hard thing to do, and he's been able to do it consistently.
Talk about that edge that you get. I mean, he loves the chip on the shoulder thing.
But boulder for him.
The two games they lost this year, they get both those teams, or last year, they get both those teams this year. And the second game, probably the most critical game of their season, most likely at least projecting out, at Ohio State. The value in losing last year to those teams, I mean, because obviously the year before they beat Ohio State, it hurt them last year. And Trey Waynes was among the players that admitted they, I don't want to say overlooked Ohio State, but they didn't see that Ohio State team coming. Is there value in those defeats psychologically?
Well, you know, I two things. I never like to see a positive in a defeat, but I really do feel those are astounding motivators to really get the team ready. And I do feel that, I feel D'Antonio will deal with it. I think the players will. I think when you've got players like Calhoun and Cook back, I mean, these are consummate-type guys that have been around a long time, a lot of really big games. And I think they really look to these games as the kind of games that MSU wants to play right now. And on a national stage, they clearly have definitely moved into some very good terrain. So, I'd say very excited. I think the fans are very excited.
I think they're more likely to lose at Nebraska some random game that you don't expect than they are Oregon. I mean, I think they're going to come. And And it is hard to go. I mean, what they did last year, I know some people were disappointed. I mean, the way they finished in the Cotton Bowl took some of that away. But a lot of people, you know, to win 10 games in a season, in a regular season, it's really hard to do. The consistency it takes, your only two defeats to be the two teams that were arguably better than you last year that played for the national championship.
Right.
To beat every – what Michigan State football didn't used to do for the first 28, 29, 30 years of my life
sure.
was always beat the teams they should beat.
And I believe
win the winnable games.
Win the winnable games. Yep.
And I believe Graham's point, I believe you made this point, but I certainly would like to own it if you didn't say it, is that really the biggest win really for MSU in recent years was the Big Ten championship game, much more yes. than the Rose Bowl, because we were going to go to the Rose Bowl.
Well, and who it came against and how it happened. I mean,
yeah,
to this day,
right.
I've never seen a team begin to steamroll another team like that, and a defense out of sure will, out of a coordinator they loved, out of just a decision to say no and to stop that. And because I still believe Ohio State was a more talented team on that field. And
what made it sweeter, actually, was after the game, thanks to the journey, you were able to see Urban Meyer sitting there eating that piece of cold pizza, and you saw, you know, all the, 65% or more of the building sitting there, and long after the game was over, they're like, what national championship?
Well, the only peevish part of it, which some people probably enjoyed, was the big booing that went on when Delaney came there, you know, for the with the championship. With it kind of looked like they were planning for Ohio State to win that game.
But I don't get that, and I know you're not a Delaney guy, but I'll tell you this:
when he knocks
out of this new TV contract, that all these can be an extra 20-some million for all these schools
yep.
a year. You know, I acknowledge
his genius in terms of that. I still argue the point. If you really want to have a national Big Ten and really on the stage, you have to be promoting all your teams. I think what happened here is Wisconsin, some reason, never seemed to, they kind of just accepted the fact that you could even have a better record many times than Michigan and just kind of let themselves go. That's not the D'Antonio Michigan State. Call it the chip on the shoulder. Call it the old tradition. Call it having the name Michigan in the title. But Michigan State enjoys bruising, running around, and wanting to win. They've shot themselves in the foot, but hanging themselves, doing outrageous things over the past 40 years.
Hey, John, I have to ask you, what your thoughts are about the student and his professor?
Well, you know, it's funny, John just got it. I have not gotten it yet. I'm actually going to start reading it later today.
I'll bet you will.
And I will actually really know everything that's in that book very shortly. That's going to be a fascinating read. In fact, I've been fascinated when I found out in that book that, one, Hannah went to Michigan.
Yeah.
Two, that that he had Egler for a class. And I still love when Fritz Kreisler came in to Egler. That's from the first book. And he said, you know, this doesn't look like Ralph Young wrote this. This looks like something President Hannah said. And I still can see Hannah in the background. I think of the spaghetti summit, you know, with Callahan, you know, with Kelly,
right.
with Hannah. And I didn't even know Hannah was Roman Catholic or part of his family.
Well, this book is researched in the same way by David J. Young. 53 pages of footnotes.
Listen, that's
longer than
book.
Some books.
I think unless you really like detail in history, but if you do,
yeah.
I think he is really incredible. I've learned more things, maybe from you, Jack. I hate to give you that compliment over these 30-some years, but I will say that he really is we'll call it a parent load
right.
rather than a mother load.
Here's the deal. I can't thank you enough for all your friendship over the years, but here's what I'm going to do.
Go ahead.
I'm going to bring Dr. David J. Young to our next conclave with you and Young John.
Oh, I think we would absolutely love that.
3 days later, we'll leave.
Well, listen, that may be true. Yes, that would be a lot of fun, actually. I think he'd be a really interesting fellow. Maybe, you know, not like Denny McClain interviewing, but
right.
I think he'd be definitely quite a personality.
John, I know you're going to want to watch the start of the Tigers game tonight because Jim Harbaugh is throwing out the first pitch.
Is he throwing a football or a ball? Or a pitchfork?
Yeah, probably throwing out barfs.
We wish you,
I don't know.
Listen, I mean, you want to have competitors. Right. I agree with that. But, as you once said on the Big Ten channel, what's good for Michigan is bad for Michigan State and vice versa.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you soon.
See you later,
We'll
buddy.
Be right
Bye-bye.
Back with that issue coming up next here on The Team.